What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
To the party, and you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody, and they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pain. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hopeless doubt. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down.
Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving.
Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
You know how there are certain exams that you go to the doctor and it's the appointments that you dread? There are just certain ones in particular that are dreadful.
Yeah.
Would it be better for you if those exams had, instead of a human finger, a robotic finger?
No.
Well, this could be the future. No. Researchers in China have come up with the BSF, which is bio-inspired soft finger.
Okay, I'm glad you cleared up what the B was for.
Bio-inspired soft finger.
You thought B stood for big?
No.
Okay. No, something else.
We're headed with all this. Okay,
for
come
butt.
On.
She thought it stood for butt. But anyway, this is so actually...
You're just giggling along after you say the word butt.
It's funny.
Okay.
So this actually really is truly, it is sort of good news because they do think that the bio-inspired soft finger will be able to detect things.
Yes.
That a human finger can't.
Yes.
So earlier detection. Mm. And that is super important.
Yes.
But it is one of those things where people are looking at it going, I know this is probably a good thing, but why don't I feel like this is a good thing?
Because I think we all feel like it would be just our luck if now's the time where the robot goes rogue. At that precise moment, is when the robot is going to go rogue, and nobody wants to be a part of that.
Yeah.
In that situation.
It does feel like, of all the things, like massage, eye exams, like that, to have
It at that moment, like, why start here?
I kind of agree. It's a little, like, would you, Nat, how would you feel about a pap smear? Like, if a robot could do a pap smear?
Well, I would feel better about that than the eye. You said eye, and I'm like, oh, not the eye.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I feel the eye, you could also see the bio-inspired soft finger coming at you.
Okay.
With your eye.
Okay.
So you can't see that. One of my things is like, well, you can't really see it. Right when it's coming for you.
That's right.
And I guess so many.
You sure know when it's there though.
Right.
No, it's a soft finger. You might not. Maybe Aww. That's a selling. Maybe it's a, I don't know. I mean, obviously they're doing so many more medical procedures, right?
Yes.
With robotics.
Yes.
I mean, they're doing so many surgeries. It's just weird because if you actually look it up, it just also weirdly looks a little bit like a robot finger. So, and I think that's, for me, was a little bit off-putting. I think I want it more robotic, less finger. Instead of that.
I agreed with you when you said it's just weird. I'm fully on board with it being just weird. I trust the people in our healthcare system.
But it's soft.
Yeah, but you might not have a choice. This is the wave of, you've got a few more exams before, but then a few more years from now.
Strangely, yeah. I'm looking forward to them now. If I can get in before the soft finger takes over.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
In the car, at home, in the office, in the home office, on your run or on the run. Moot 103.5 is always right there with you. So what are we playing next? That's up to you. Become a Move 103.5 music influencer and tell us. We're throwing you the keys. The best part? We could be giving you $500 just for doing it. Join our team and become a Move 103.5 music influencer. There could be $500 in it for you. Have your say in what we play. Sign up at move1035.ca.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Not sure what to get the young people on your list? The latest phone? Sneakers? Video games? Get the one thing they need now more than ever. Give their feelings a place to go. When you donate to Kids Help Phone, you're giving the young people in your life and across the country access to free 24/7 judgment-free support. Because at the end of the day, it's their thoughts that count. Donate at kidshelpphone.ca. And together, we can give their feelings a place to go.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, Monday at 9:10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey, it's Brian Baumler from Stack TV. For all your home projects, find the help you need to get it done at the Vancouver Fall Home Show. Come see me and connect with hundreds of trusted experts. From kitchen and bath to flooring and decor, discover the latest trends and find innovative solutions. Get advice, get inspired, and get it done at the Vancouver Fall Home Show, October 24th to 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Plus, attend the show for free on Thursday, courtesy of JC Custom Home Improvement. Get your tickets online at VancouverFallHomeShow.com.
For over 85 years, Rona has been at the heart of all your renovations. Over these 85 years, we've seen you accumulate a ton of dust, from breaking down the drywall to ripping up those floorboards. So, you're probably due for a little cleanup, and we got an offer for you. Until October 23rd, you can save on the DeWalt wet or dry vacuum. And until November 6th, take part in the Win Your Renovation Contest for a chance to win up to $85,000 in Rona gift cards. That's enough cash to vacuum and resume all your renovations for a really long time. Details at rona.ca.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a BCAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
$2,999 buys a truly spectacular one-carat created round diamond at Spence.
Buy just one of them, and we'll happily turn that into a one-carat diamond pendant for you at no extra charge.
Buy two of them, and we'll turn those bad boys into a pair of two-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for you. No extra charge.
If you want a one-carat engagement ring, we can put your diamond into a classic solitaire mounting for only $500.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Don't miss out. Rebates are back. But just like last time, they could be gone in a snap. Moore & Russell Heating and Air Conditioning can help you access thousands of dollars in government funds to get a new heat pump, tankless water heater, and more. Now is the best time to get the upgrades you need. Hurry while the rebates last. You don't want to miss out on upgrading your home. Call Moore & Russell today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Non-stop variety. Move 103.5.
Let's start living dangerously.
Gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little in your eyes.
It's too much, our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
Stories.
Show Weekender.
Move 1035.
When was the last time you got a text message scam? A message from the scammer. Did you get one already today?
Was it yesterday? No, gosh.
They happen all the time now. Just all the time. More often than not, I think it's pretty obvious when it's a scam. But here's a good rule to keep in mind, according to a security analyst. His name is Tim Bajorin. There are three words that if they appear in a text message, it is most likely a scam.
Ooh, okay.
It is most likely a scam if you are getting a message from a number you are not familiar with. Obviously, if somebody you know in your real life uses these words, unless they're trying to scam you too. But if these three words pop up in a text message from someone, an unknown number to you, it is most likely a scam.
Okay.
And those three words are, would you kindly?
Oh, okay.
Would you kindly?
Yeah.
Love this.
So that is a major tell. Major. Aaron's literally writing down, would
you kindly.
Now remember to take that piece of paper with you.
And then I'm going to put it next to my phone and go through all my texts.
Okay. Would you kindly? It's just, as, you know, as they analyze all of these messages, there are certain words and phrases that come up. They're trying to get you to trust them. Mm-hmm. And so they use courteous, polite, language, and often language, almost outdated English language. In terms of using phrases that are not super common now, but it's like got an old school British feel to it. And would you kindly kind of fits that bill. And according to Tim, you get those three words in a text from someone you don't know, they're likely trying to scam you.
I get scam things all the time. I get like calls that I don't answer. Then I go and I check my voicemail and it's their scams. And then I just get the text. Often it's for employment. Mm. You know, it's a recruiter that has my number and wants me to, you know, has some sort of high paying job for me. Or it's Canada Post and or customs, my package is not going to make it. Oh. Those are sort of the ones that I get the most. CRA, there was something from the CRA, though I'm not sure that one might have been real. Right. I don't know.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my mother-in-law, how crazy is this? Because they can be really next level. So a little while ago, my mother-in-law got a phone call from the police, which I'm going to be putting in quotes, and saying that her daughter was in trouble and that she needed to send money to get her out of jail.
Yep.
And her daughter, Karen, and they had her name. Her name is Karen. And she could hear my mother-in-law, Mary, could hear crying. And she said it was very upsetting. They called the police, but she also knew it wasn't Karen because Karen wouldn't be crying. So she's like, no.
Oh my God, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty next level stuff. It's like you've got a cast of people trying to put together a little scenario.
Blows my mind. Like I would have sent the money.
Yeah. No, she's pretty savvy, but also there's no way Karen would be crying. She would be yelling. She'd be swearing.
Angry.
She's like, that's not my daughter. My daughter's not crying in a jail cell.
Wow.
Yeah. They called the police, the whole report or whatever. But there's really, most of it is happening offshore.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that they can really do, but you do have to make them aware.
Yeah.
So, again, like you have to like check and double check and it's just, if we could get a scam that was, would you kindly, it's almost nicer.
Yes. Yes.
You combine the would you kindly with somebody crying in the background.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows how much money Aaron's going to send?
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
Chapel Roan, and this is
Good Luck Babe
on Move.
I don't wanna call it love, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be
Cincinnati's best variety.
Plays right here. Move 103.5.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up. Turn me down, turn me down. I take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Well, it turns out that Gen Z is a bunch of babies.
Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Now, to be clear, some Gen Z are babies. They're like 12. The youngest Gen Zer is 12. Wow. But the oldest Gen Zer would be 27. And a new poll has found 20% of Gen Zers have brought a parent to a job interview.
I'm sorry, what's the percentage again?
20% have brought a parent to a job interview.
Mom! Mom! Mommy!
Come with me to my job interview!
Mommy! Yeah.
Come with me!
Mom!
Come with me, Mom!
Of that 20%, 37% are just sitting in the office. So they're just there like as moral support. But 26% have been sitting in on job interviews. And then even a smaller percentage will also answer questions on behalf of their child.
It's like having your agent present.
Yeah. Yeah, your mom.
But an agent who loves you so much because you're doing such a good job.
Well, you know, it, like, this does not surprise me, and I've heard this, actually, and I've actually heard this from friends in HR, that this is, like, a real thing. Wow. I don't know if anybody's actually experienced a parent, but, like, certainly parental involvement in the process of finding a job. But I just think it kind of comes from, like, we started doing their homework, right? Yeah. We wanted their projects to be perfect in elementary school. So we straightened out their toothpicks and their popsicle sticks. Then we maybe gave them a little help in high school. and through university. I don't know. It just absolutely makes sense to me. I get how we got there because it was all off the tracks, like when they were little.
So your daughters are Gen Z, Aaron.
Yeah.
Would you be shocked if one of them came to you and asked you to go to a job interview with them?
I would love it if they said, if they spoke like that.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mommy.
I would say yes.
Would you? Because you might love it for a moment, but I'm not sure you would continue to love it.
Well, I think it's funny because it's like, I don't know, like, I get it. I get it, right? You just want, it's, you know, it's being that snowplow parent, right? Where you just want you just clear all obstacles out of the way for them. And I want to do that for them. I try not to. I really do, but I want to. I get the desire.
Yeah.
Right. To go in there and make sure they did good.
Do you remember, guys, do you remember where, when you were younger, your parents helping you, you know, Aaron used the example of schoolwork and stuff. Do you remember, either of you being really helped a lot with schoolwork?
Not a ton. Both of my parents were teachers. My dad, who was a high school English teacher, he was the head of the English department at the school where he taught. He refused to help me until I got to university and I was really struggling with something. He helped me with an essay on Gulliver's Travels. And it was the worst mark I ever got in English. He was so mad.
Interesting.
He was so mad. He had such an issue with the professor because he could not accept the fact that a project that he helped me with got such a poor mark.
Oh, so, I love that
so,
story.
Yeah, no, and then that was it. So my dad helping me out what lasted all of one project, mm-hmm. one essay in university, and he's like, that professor doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. No, I never got any help at all. None.
Yeah.
Zero.
No, my parents were like, you know, go look it up in the encyclopedia. And I would be like, well, we only have the letter J.
That was the free one.
That was the free one. That's all we have.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Have you lost your health insurance card?
Yeah, but I really don't have time to deal with it. I need to help my daughter prepare for a flute recital.
Well, I've got good news for you.
The flute recital's been canceled? Oh, sweetie, you've improved so much.
No, but if you want to save time, you can replace your health insurance card online.
Talk about music to my ears.
To replace a card that's been lost, stolen, or damaged, it's faster and cheaper online. Learn more at ramq.gouv.qc.ca. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spitz.
Wow!
In Vancouver, in Langley.
Tonight, making his stand-up debut.
Oh, I can't believe you talked me into this. I'm gonna bomb.
No, you're not. Think positive. Happy thoughts.
I got nothing.
Well, BMO gives you a cash bonus when you open a checking and savings account.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, to kickstart your savings habit. They also have great rates.
It worked. Well, see you later.
Hey, the stage is this way. Where are you going?
To BMO. A cash bonus is no laughing matter.
Learn more at BMO.com/cash. Terms and conditions apply.
BMO.
Toys R Us Canada celebrates our 2024 top toy list with weekend deals you've gotta get. October 18th to 20th, save on select top toys. Like 30% off the Miniverse Make It Mini Diner Halloween in-store only. Check weekly top toy deals at toysrus.ca.
So, how's it going with your moving plans?
I haven't quite got out of the starting blocks yet.
Well, it's a busy time of year. You should really book soon, especially if you want the best move ever with You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, they're the full-service, super organized and friendly movers. You Move Me takes care of everything to get you set up for moving day. They'll even come do your packing and unpacking if you want.
Hassle-free, stress-free moving? Now that's what I'm looking for.
They're easy to find, too. Just go to youmoveme.com.
Welcome, everyone, to our housewarming party. We just wanted to thank those who helped us get here. First, Tony, our amazing realtor. Also, Susan with the market forecasts. Isaac and Gurpreet for the historic sales data. Maylin in MLS. Jordan in professional standards. Anya, Sarah, the Michaels, both L and P.
Behind every purchase or sale, there's a team of realtors and brokers. And behind that team, there's us. The Greater Vancouver Realtors, the people who support the people who do real estate.
Maxine, Claire, almost done. Brianne, Micah, Alex.
When BC voters have their say.
CTV News has you covered.
Election 2024 with me, John Lee.
Live from key ridings with instant results and analysis you can trust.
Tonight at 6 on CTV News Vancouver and ctvnewsvancouver.ca.
All right, folks, it's game time. Hyundai wins the opening draw. Great start. There's the Tucson now with class-leading standard safety and tech features. Looking sharp out there. Here comes the pass by 1.49% financing. Is it true? Yes! More than 9 out of 10 Tucsons are still on the road after 10 years. What a play!
Score yourself a new Hyundai during the breakaway sales event. Conditions apply. Vehicle availability varies by model. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Hey up, Canada. Yorkshire Tea here. Since launching our proper tasting brew, or tea, as you like to call it, we've noticed you do things proper too. Like your favorite dish. Fries, cheese and gravy? That's proper. And your winters? Minus 30. Brr, that's cold. Niagara Falls? Now that's a proper waterfall. How many kettles could that fill? So here's to drinking a proper brew in a country that also does things proper. Yorkshire Tea. Britain's number one brew. Let's have a proper brew.
Television's number one new hero.
Just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. New episode, Monday at 7 on CTV.
This hour is for Choices Market. You have choices to save on your groceries this week. Like local Rosstown roasted half chickens for only $6.99. Discover more online at choices.market.
What is today's best variety? It's this.
Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice. Feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Station, home of the Nat and Drew Show.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Move. Move 103.5.
Think of when we were together. Tonight.